Vielen Dank. Ihr habt ja noch
Thank
gar
you. You didn't listen hear anything yet. Thank you. So that so many people squeezed in here. A quick trigger warning in ahead. We will show parts that can be anti-Semitic, racist. If that is too much for you, please just please leave. We don't take it. We're not mad at anyone about that. Quick presentation. You took it in advance, but still, I'm Eva Hoffmann. I'm a free investigative journalist, and I research on abuse of power and migration and right-wing extremism. I am part of the named Selbstlot Collective, and together with other free journalists and photographers, we do research on power critical problems. Wow. Okay. Thank you. Hi from me. It's such a big audience. It's something we very rarely have. So I'm a bit nervous. Sorry about that. I'm Christian. I'm also an investigative reporter, and since 20 years, I'm looking into the right-wing extremism in Germany and Europe, Reichsbürger, right extreme youth groups, neo-Nazis, and in the last years, the new right wing. And I also wrote some books on that. And on the left, we have Marta Ruth. I'm not saying any more about them. On the topic of dating. Online, we can find all kinds of dating platforms, for example, Landverliebt, falling in love on the countryside, for people who are looking for love on the countryside, those conscious love for unvaccinated people, and for those awoken, one for haters, which connects people who hate the same things. And then white date. White date is, as we listened to in the info, is a place for people like this. I'm a German who loves the tradition and culture and lives by old values. I hope that by this way I can find a woman who I can found a family. The loves and preferences are diverse. I have very good genes. Or here would like to find a woman who understands the value of nation, race, and seeks the truth. I'm a proud German man with a pure German descent, and I'm looking, by this way, for a woman who is also important for this. In today's society, there are no clear roles for men and women anymore, so it is very important for me to find somebody who has the same views, traditional values, and understanding of race as I have. As you might have noticed, the dating platform is very much towards people of very similar ideology who understand themselves as ethnic nationalistic, so who typically look like these two. For example, it's like Tinder for Nazis. And this platform is... Oh, well, see. You can laugh in a minute or so. It's a serious topic, but, well... The platform is hosted by a person called Liv Hinder, which is already super ethnic nationalistic. It couldn't be true. It isn't, but well. And this summer, some profiles of this dating platform has been brought to our attention, and we quickly noticed that it's nothing, it's more than just a few empty words. But instead, we also see very clearly, packed in memes, racism. Here, just a normal dating profile. I mean, my Bumble profile looks basically the same. And here we can see a young man who is part of a violent, racist American neo-Nazi group. So you can see the people on this page don't just want to flirt, but they also want to shoot. They don't all look the same, like the picture on the main page. But here you can see a young man in a uniform, a German uniform of the Reichswehr. Another one, we've got some people in Flecktarn, the military uniform, and other things like it's okay to be white. So what it's all about is that white people get the chance to meet other white people to create white babies. And that, and how, along with these pictures, you can see two very interesting things. And because firstly, you can see people from very different regions of the world. That is the new thing in the right-wing scene. Because in the last years, typically it would have been that right-wing extremism would have been very, very nationalistic. They still are. But the range of activism used to stop at the national borders. Sometimes neo-Nazis would have gone to Sweden for a right-wing concert, for example, but it would have been very, very few connections among crossing borders, exchanging narratives, knowledge, etc. And for a few years now, right-wing extremism all around the world have been interconnection via the understanding as we are white people, we are the better race, we follow the same targets. And we have right-wing terrorist, violent group, which is called the so-called Brown Internationalists, a very typical left concept. And it has shown that German right-wing extremists, for example, from the Identitary Movement, or the AfD, the German right-wing party in the parliament, or the party, the Third Way, the Dritte Weg, they, for example, went to the Ukraine, even before the attack of Russia on Ukraine, and did weapon training there, and learned military combat, and returned to Germany, and were now educated on that matter. And after Russia attacked Ukraine, in several hundred neo-Nazis went to Ukraine and fought, for example, in the Azov Regiment, in the so-called misanthropic division. Also, there are other German Nazis, for example, Die Heimat, NPD, they went to Russia and fought on the Russian side as the Russian Imperial Movement. That's the name of the group. And that is something we can see everywhere. There are a very strong connection between militant right-wing extremists in Germany to the USA, to the follow Kriegsdivision or the Atomwaffendivision, that is the name actually. They connected and suddenly they could cooperate in their fight because they understand that they are fighting for the white race, they are combating a so-called white genocide, and that gives them the legitimization why they want to follow this combat. Because apparently from outside there are darker forces which are targeting them who want to rot out the white race. And the founder of this portal, Liv Heide, she guesses there are only about 6% of the white race left in the country, so we have to fight for that. So she would be fighting every day so the white race wouldn't go extinct. And this narrative is not just about violent right-wing extremism, but also the parliamentary part of it. For example, here you can see part of a travel group of AfD parliamentary members of both federal government as well as Bundestag, national parliament, who went to Washington to meet representatives of the Republicans in Washington and in New York. And they did not only have a look at the Statue of Liberty or Central Park, but also met high-ranking people, for example, secretaries of state, and had contact there on one side because they say they have to be prepared for when they come to power, and on the other side because they want to exchange on strategies on how to undermine NGOs and democracy and the state. And you can see with this narrative that we are all white and we're fighting the same combat, that it makes it easier to exchange tactics and techniques. And the young man in the picture with the very little hair is Stromer, the head leader of the AfD parliamentary group in the parliament, who not only meet right-wing extremism in the US, but also in Russia. He is known as a Russian friend, and in an internal document of the Russian government from 2017, he was called as a German asset, so a very close ally to Russia.
He's visited Russia often before Yes, we've been able to uncover Russian spies connected to them. So you can very much see this website, White Dates, is not just a funny Tinder for neo-Nazis, but it's actually an expression of a new movement inside the right, extreme right. And here you can see an example of it. If you look at this profile under personality and lifestyle, under political orientation, it's not only National Socialist and Fascist, but also pro-white, supporter of the pro-white movement. And this is a euphemism for fighting all the other ethnic groups, and especially the interbreeding between these groups. Before the last federal election, I spread websites, the entire ecosystem, links, backlinks, and I had a page ranking of the right, of alt-right scene, and something weird popped up, whitedate.net. I went to the website, looked at what it is. It's a dating platform that requires that you're white, and I didn't have to think long to realize that this is not only problematic, but racism as a platform, without irony, without hiding anything. And I thought, how can I get as many infos as possible from people on these websites and steal as much of their time as possible? It's very easy. I'm going to write code, of course, in JavaScript. I connected it to Olama, which is a platform to run LLMs locally, and also Vicuna. Vicuna Uncensored, which is an uncensored LLM model. WhiteDate is a WordPress platform, and after creating a few user accounts, generating the text with LLMs, I wrote a script that scrapes the messages and then replies to them. At the beginning, I had to manually correct every single message. Here you can see that the bot keeps repeating itself, gives the same instructions, so you have to very precisely say what the bot should do and not. Here you can see the bot being too creative. And what also happens a lot is conversations being summed up by the bot, which is kind of annoying if you're talking to apparently what is a real human on a dating platform, and they're nice enough to sum up your entire conversation, which I haven't experienced before. So because I had to manually adjust every single message, I tried around with the text forms, and then this happened. And it's nothing big, I just wanted to check the regular errors, and then broke my profile enough to where I was only able to access it through like weird ways. So what do you do with that? You write the support of WhiteDate. They told me that my account was locked because I'm a bot and I should white verify myself, where you need to upload a video where you hold the email into the camera. That's what I did. I told them that my profile is completely broken. The support told me the tech team is investigating it. I, of course, didn't want that, so I just suggested they delete my profile and redo it, because I really, really had to talk to my lover again. They did that and gave me 3 months of premium membership, which was useful because you can only start conversations if you pay. Thank you for that. And then a user texted me, let's call him Leon, that he wants to meet me. And if I want to come to this meeting as well with someone else. And I thought, sure, let's do that. We met up at this restaurant. I didn't go there myself, but I, of course, watched them arrive there.
White supremacy Ausflug durch Norddeutschland.
Watch them do their white supremacy trip. They looked at Viking villages, all of the things that neo-Nazis think are spiritual, and they finally left in front of a villa in Kiel, and I looked up who lives there, looked at a few government registers, and then I realized I wouldn't even have to leave my basement, because even though my date is rent with fake identity, with a seat in a foreign country, there's one thing you shouldn't forget in Germany: the registered trademark. The trademark White Deal was registered to a company called I was able to identify the website through this.
This process, we were able to unmask the board leader. The manager of the company. But still, one thing was missing, and the list of users. And that we considered important for the research. And what do you do if you don't know what to do else? You ask friends. So you ask people who are more knowledgeable than you. So I wrote to the most known hacker I knew, and I described the problem. And 5 minutes later, she came around, and I'm 100% sure, serious about this, with the most sinister hack ever seen. And she went to the browser site and entered the whitedate.net, download all users via CSV. No magic, just a simple download link. That is IT security you want to believe in. And I looked for text spaces, and the person I contacted looked had one look at the JSON API and, well, found this weakness, and start with the simple things, and then, well, then you can continue to become more complex.
Okay.
We as journalists are not as technically versatile, but what we do with such a leak is to look at who can we find in there. And what we found is, for example, this woman. This is Liv Heide in real life, Christiana H., in a small place near to Kiel in northern Germany, and she's 47 years old. She has one child, and the picture is something what we brought along to show that people who build up right-wing structures don't always look bald, ugly, and are fully tattooed with runes, but also women who we have not ever encountered before. No right-wing structure whatsoever, never have been to a demonstration, never have been photographed somewhere else, can, in the background for years and years and years, have constructed such an important connecting platform. And Liv Heide is is very precautious in real life. She's, well, also on her main own platform. Here she is as Nordfrau. Her hobbies there are Feng Shui, brunch, and natural spirits, whatever that's supposed to mean. And so that you know what Liv Heide or Christina Ha want to do with this platform is, so here we bring a snippet of an interview with a YouTuber and influencer, Frank Kramer, who is plays the guitar in the right-wing band Stahlgewitter, explains quite well what she means with that.
Aber nicht uns.
Well, not us, unfortunately.
Schade.
Well, that's sad. Very, very sad.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well.
Ist ein Techniker anwesend vielleicht? Okay, Frank Krämer.
Okay, Frank Krämer can't hear us. Oh, so I'll just sum it up quickly. The point he's looking at is that the dating is quite nice and it's important that people get to know each other and create white children. The main purpose of this page is the groups that are on this page, because the groups are there for networking, so that people of the same right-wing ideology can connect over the borders of continents. And these groups, for example, are called Border Skating Romance, and there's another group called Permaculture, quite unpolitical, but still is used by nationalistic settlers for otter colonies. And there are also political groups like Best Big Cities for Conservatives, with trademarks, or Creating White Communities. And here, in the best case, this should be only the meeting point for people who want to build up small cells to settle and to continue living as the white Herrenrasse, the leading race. We also looked at the codes and words being used in the bubble, and one term that was been used quite often is the so-called red pill, which comes from this matrix scene, which you might all know. So either you take the blue pill and everything stays the same, you stay in your very comfortable reality, or you take the red pill and you understand the hard reality, but you get to know the truth, and you are even deeper into, get even deeper into the knowledge, into the rabbit hole. And this so-called red pilling is a term which comes from the U.S. alt-right movement, and was first seen in men's rights forums. And this red pill image, the one explanation it's a term for a whole network of conspiracy theories. Another term that has been used quite often is this so-called, here we've got a candidate who's looking for someone, for those who know the truth. And that is something that people look for a lot on the side. Or here, they're building overarching enemy image of LGBTQI, so-called kinky stuff. So they're building the image of the enemy. The white genocide term is a term that comes from the white supremacy movement, also from the US. White supremacy, we also think of KKK hats, these white tall hats, you know what I mean. But also white women were part of the white supremacist movement and consolidated the white movement. Christiane Haar or Liv Heide is no exception to this continuity. Here is an image from 1960 from New Orleans, when white women were right at the front pushing for segregation laws. And here at White Dad, you can also find people who are afraid that their bloodline could be going extinct. Or here, who is truly convicted by conviction, blonde, and has blue eyes. And here, Liv Heide, from whom I want to write the quote. By the end of 2016, I found videos where, for the first time, I heard the term white genocide. We are almost gone from the picture. That is what she thinks about the whole thing.
The term of race in this talk with Frank Krämer, you would have heard it, isn't used as much on these profiles. Instead, the term is replaced by ethnicity or culture, which is also a very popular thing in the Identitären Bewegung in Germany, doing this blood and honor culture, where different groups of people should stay at their respective part of the world. This really shortened. I want to repeat the talking points because I feel like I'm losing brain cells just by doing it. but also with WhiteDate, we can find these profiles where people are searching for people who have the same ethnic background, so to say. And we've often asked ourselves, how did Christiane H. Come to this whole thing? And we looked at her past and talked to people from her old circles. And to start that, we have a small video. This isn't the original sound, but to not get any copyright claims, we've replaced it. She's playing a really nice love song by Chopin. So, right, Christiane H. Grew up on a farm in northern Germany. She's called a genius at the piano. And then at the beginning of the 2000s, she moves to Paris, where she's looking for a more modern space for a career. And she worked for a dating portal there, but didn't really take off. And her pianist career also didn't go that well. Instead of playing in the Paris Philharmonie, she's playing as background music in Paris High Society events as an entertainer. And at one of these events, she gets to know her ex-husband, who's a banker and is in those circles, is active in those circles that Christiane H. would like to get into and where she would like to have a career in those circles. And interestingly enough, the father of her ex-husband survived the Shoah, and towards Christiane H. he has often talked about his experiences with the Holocaust, and she was very empathetic towards it and towards the Jewish family history. The family history wasn't really a topic in her relationship, so the radicalization would probably have happened later than that. In 2014, they get married, and they have a very international friend circle. Paradoxically, after this marriage, her radicalization stopped. And the ex-husband who we have talked to describes her as an incredibly talented and incredibly mad about the world. And we've tried to get to the bottom of this madness in talking to him. And from her old circles, she kind of got into this red-pilling bubble through the attack on Charlie Hebdo. She thought it was a false flag attack and kind of got into conspiracy theories through that, which she also shared through video to people in her circles. And at a dinner with friends, things kind of got to a head, and her racist and anti-Semitic theories kind of blurted out of her, to which her ex-husband put in the divorce papers, and he said he got divorced from her due to political reasons. Christiane H. then moved back to Germany and built up a whole new network, and she herself writes in an online blog article, "I only discovered white genocide in December 2016. In spring of 2017, I started crafting WhiteDate. That was the end of my relationship, so the end of her marriage. She started building up WhiteDate. And through that, she got into entirely different circles. Here we can see a video in which Christiane H. Kind of got spotted, that she was at a meeting of the far-right Ludendorffer. They're a group, they're a direct group following Mathilde und Erich Ludendorff, who were part of the Hitler putsch in 1923. And in 1937, they were awarded really highly, no, they were buried by the National Socialist government in a huge ceremony with pseudo-religious esoteric ceremonies, and the Ludendorffers are having all these celebrations around those events. The core of this group, next to very anti-Semitic theories. There are many other conspiracy theories, Holocaust denialism and sexist role models. So everything. And the members, like the Holocaust denier Ursula Hagenbeck, or a little bit younger, the self-declared Volks teacher and his 22-year-old girlfriend, Fiona Fuchs, at a May ball of this group. Yeah, and if you surround yourself with people like these, the Domestic Intelligence Office is going to pay attention to you. And here's an excerpt from the report the office did on them in 2019. They wrote one small sentence to WhiteDate, a platform by extremists for extremists, like the platform WhiteDate.net. This is everything the Intelligence Office knew. I knew this very well, because in the last months I talked to them a lot about this topic. Why, you're going to find out in a second. And they knew there was something there, and maybe it's somehow connected to Germany, but what they didn't know is who's behind it. So for Marta, it only took a few days. The entire domestic intelligence office wasn't able to find out in 6 years. But what they did find out, they did hunt someone. They did hunt someone because they have to do something, and they hunted this person, Liv Heide. There's a hobby author called Liv Heide, and in 2022 she did the mistake of taking on a job at a Berlin uni, and when doing a background check on her, they found out that the Domestic Intelligence Office is thinking, oh, this is the person that's doing WhiteDate.net, because she was listed as an assistant on this uni's website. The very great work they did there. Didn't notice that these two women have entirely different ages. One of them has lived in Paris for tens of years, the other for 40 years in Berlin. One of them is blonde, one of them is red-haired. One's married, one's not. One has a kid, one doesn't. You could have noticed the differences, but they didn't. And the Domestic Intelligence Office passed the information on to the state Domestic Intelligence Office. They gave it on to the uni, and she was called to the HR office, and she was fired from the job. And she didn't know at all what was happening. She was like, I'm doing great work. And luckily, a friend from HR told her, you know, you're doing this white date thing. And she was like, no, that's not what I'm doing at all. And that's how one person was like put into a huge crisis in her life. Didn't even have to do anything with it. We're gonna reveal it in the Zeit magazine start of next year to not get them confused anymore.
Nee, da kommt noch was dazwischen. Ach so, genau. Und dann habe ich noch ein Leak mitgebracht.
Then I brought a leak with me. We are at Congress. So, of course, we looked at who are the people who are looking for dates on this platform. And we found 5 local politicians of the AfD. They don't have to do anything with race. 3 members of BSW, which is also a party in Germany. At least 2 members of Identitäre Bewegung, which is an alt-right group, at least. One woman is living on a farm of the ethno-nationalist settler group Anastasia. And what was most interesting was a member of the state parliament in Hamburg. He's in parliament for the AfD. He's also looking for a white woman. We all asked all of these people if they wanted to talk to us, if they found someone, why they're on this page. Surprisingly, no one wanted to talk to us.
Ja, dank Martha wissen
Thanks
wir auch,
Martha. we know who's using this site and where the site is used the most. Maybe to give you an overview of the percentages, 3,600 profiles from the US, 600 from Germany, and then there's nothing for a long time, and about half of that from France, Canada, and UK. And funnily enough, there is also a huge gender date gap. So the men's quota, we didn't make that up. It just happened by itself. And to the state of our research and our publications, there are a few people who paid for this site. Why you'd buy a lifetime membership for a site where you can find the love of your life is to be asked, but these are supporters. There are different usage times, but as far as we can see, you can't really live from the amount you earn from it, from this website, WebDate. And at the end of this kind of research act, you're going to want to talk to the person or company who you research about. Is a serious working journalist, you want to talk to them, get in contact, we ask for an interview. Christiane Hart didn't want that, so we asked for a statement, we gave her a list of questions we have for her. Usually people that are not like in the public eye, we can give them around 2 days, 48 hours of response time. We gave her 5 days, around 3 or 4 hours after the end of this time. This email came back to us. She wanted us to give her our fax number because she wanted to fax her replies to us. We did manage to find a fax in our office. And since then, I'm getting a fax every month from Liv Heide with the demand of 2,000 gold ounces paid in euros. And she also wants interest on that because it used her trademark in our article. Let's see how much it's going to be. And that was the text that was publicized. One profile was called Dinkel 88, that was very nice. And after this publication, other outlets also found out about this. They also sent some reporters there, met up with some of the right extremists. And surprisingly, there were also Austrians within those neo-Nazi circles. And in Switzerland, they also looked at the right-wing groups, and a few other outlets also talked about this as well. And we thought, okay, she should have noticed that maybe the Domestic Intelligence Office is going to do any research on it. As far as we know, there's nothing done, but the media bureau did do some research. They talked to us because Ms. Heide doesn't have an imprint on her website, and they want to look at that. And as far as I know, nothing's happened so far there. And thanks to Marta, we made a small website where we spend a lot of time. OkayStupid.lol, maybe a few of you already know it. There you can take a look yourself at who's dating in your region. It's working worldwide. If you zoom in at the small potatoes, you can see their profiles and can look at a lot more information from these profiles. And to end it all, we want to tell you our favorite piece of information we got from this. We found out that all of these websites were done by an Indian IT company, and the accountant is in Madagascar. So, yeah, it's looking bad for Germany with this website. Thank you for listening to this talk and clapped along nicely. Thank you for your attention, and maybe we'll see each other again around the Congress. A huge applause.
Martha.
Martha. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. At microphone one, we have a question.
Hallo, hallo. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for your work. If the Domestic Intelligence Office is doing research there, did they at least take down the websites or turn them off?
That is a very good question. To my knowledge, no, not to what I know. The domestic intelligence service is not taking care to remove the site from the web. Something very positive about this is that, for example, all the data from White Data, White Childhood Net, and White Deal that is Ms. H is providing will be relieved on data secrets in the next days for journalists. So if you do similar research, please let me know. And I'll do a small tech demo here. And I want to say thank you to all listeners.
Martha, sorry to interrupt you. On the screen, on the monitor, I see something different than on the projector screens. Maybe an AV technician can take care of that and put the monitor on the projector screens. Thank you very much.
Ich bitte euch noch ein bisschen Geduld zu haben für die Tech-Demo.
To, want you to be patient a little bit. Now we have an image. Huge applause for Martha, Christian, and Eva. Thank you.